This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means I am joined by the author of The Blueprint himself, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me back, Carl.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get started, I just want to remind everybody that Age Force has now added the thyroid hormone T2. This is an over-the-counter available thyroid hormone because it's naturally occurring in beef, so it's protected under DSHEA, at least for now. And it absolutely burns fat. Plenty of clinical research on it, and it works. They've added it to their fat burner patch. So those of you who have tried the fat burner patch and may have been non-responders, because there were some, or those of you who are just looking for a way to accelerate fat loss, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. Use the coupon code to get a free month trial. What do you have to lose except a few pounds? So check it out. Okay, so this is the Blueprint Power Hour where Rob Regish answers your questions. But before we get started, I have to also say that, like many of you, I order stuff and I have to wait for it. And when it's a popular product like Synthogen, you have to wait a long, long time. We were supposed to have somebody on the show today. He's going to be on probably next week. He just couldn't make it today. But he has to remain anonymous, from what I understand. And he has been using Synthogen and called me. He's a friend of the show. He's listened to the show for about 8 years. He's very, very critical of supplements that we sell on the show. He tells me the truth, what works and what doesn't. He was a non-responder to the Age Force patch, by the way. And let me know. And so hopefully he'll like the new T2 edition. But anyway, he said the last time he felt this strong and recovered this fast, he was using a cycle of anabolic steroids. And I think that's pretty impressive. And that's pretty much the response you've gotten all along with this, haven't you, Rob?
It is. And it just happened again last night. You know, we had similar comments made on my board. And I know a lot of people have probably heard that in the past. But, you know, it's bearing out to be true across a broad spectrum of trainees that have picked it up and run with it. And, you know, it's succeeding, I think, because of two things. One, it delivers. And two, I think people really appreciate and recognize the real deal now. You know, when they see it, this is not a supplement that you'll ever see Mr. Olympia holding up in some ad saying, "Hi, I'm Mr. Olympia, and I got here by taking, you know, Muscle Schlepp's nano vaporized nonsense." Everybody knows that's not what he's taken. Synthogen was born in reality. It is out there in the field today, getting people these kind of results. And, it's gratifying for me to see.
Okay. So would you mention what this guy posted last night? I mean, you sent it to me. You want to just synopsize it? It's a pretty long post.
Yeah. He actually made similar comments. And again, his screen name is AustinB37. But he's saying here, his summary results, "Good effing Lord. I look like I just got off a cycle. The muscle gain during my last run was nothing short of insane. I had an 8-pound increase in body weight, 230 to 238, but lost significant amounts of fat. I estimate that I gained about 13 pounds of lean body mass while using Synthogen, and it allowed me to train as hard as possible and reap the benefits of an awesome training and food plan. The craziest thing about it was that I was in a caloric deficit most of the time." So
now,
you know, like
I got to ask you a question because it's on my audience's mind. Is this guy? Is he a tester? Is he getting sponsored product for free?
Absolutely not. He bought it like everybody else. You know, the feedback is out there, kind of for the world to see on the Blueprint boards, and it's now showing up elsewhere. These guys purchased the product, and they're buying it, of course, again. The reorders that we're seeing it's just a tremendous rate off the chart. So, you know, again, that's another good sign that when a product is popular and it works, You're going to see reorders on it, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Synthogen, it's out there. MassPro Synthogen, it's Rob Regish's product. He formulated it himself, tested it on himself for a very, very long time. It's come to market, and it seems to be getting a lot of positive feedback. So we'll keep our eye on it. I'm just started using it. I took 8 caps yesterday. I'm not training today. I only took 4 caps. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, you know, dialing in your dose is really the one variable that people will, one exercise rather, that they'll need to go through with it. But heavy dosing, both prior to and after the workout is the, you know, where the smart money is. And then on off days, it really excels at, if you take it just prior to your meals, because if you think about it, any good supplement, micronutrient, is going to leverage the most powerful anabolic in existence, that being food. And that's exactly what Synthogen does. It will favorably repartition food towards muscle and away from fat tissue. So I'd put it before your food.
Okay. All right. Well, unfortunately, I'm fasted this morning, so I'll take my next 4 caps with my meal.
Okay.
All right, so let's get right into it. We've got plenty of questions from people who want to hear answers. The first person wants to remain anonymous, so this is from Anonymous. He says, hey, Rob, do you think that the body just likes being at a certain weight? I'm an ecto, just over 6 foot, and can't clear past 175 pounds to save my life. However, during the past 2 years, my lifts have been getting stronger and stronger. In short, I get stronger, but no bigger. At my height and weight, I'd rather take the hypertrophy over the strength. My food intake has been steadily increasing. I drink lots of milk, hopefully it's raw, and try to eat every 3 hours. What's your take on this?
Okay, this is a great question, and it's not uncommon. I'm going to proceed under the assumption that, you know, it is not, in fact, total calories that are lacking. That's something that this is the first place that I usually look, but let's make that assumption that those are there. I think it boils down to training. And in particular, the short answer to your question, Mr. X, is yes, the body does like being at a certain weight, and we refer to that as a state of homeostasis.
Right.
Now, with respect to the strength increasing and hypertrophy lagging, that isn't at all uncommon. In fact, it's almost a prerequisite for the body that strength increases precede size increases. I think, you know, we've discussed that on shows with Wade, for example.
Yeah.
So he also appears to be a member of the Blueprint Army, so he knows what I'm talking about and referring to, and has knowledge of how to best disrupt homeostasis. But for the rest of the listeners that are in this situation, I'll make the following recommendation. It's a solution from the past as well as a gem from the present in the form of Randall J. Strassen's classic super squats, 20 rep breathing squats and pullovers.
Right.
You're familiar with those,
yeah,
Carl?
Yeah, breathing squat. We've done shows on breathing squats, yeah.
Okay, that when coupled with Charles Staley's escalating density training on the big basic muscle groups using compound movements is likely the ticket. Let me expand on that just for a little bit. In order for any new muscle growth to occur, there was a lot of research done in the prior Eastern Bloc pointing to the fact that a certain threshold amount of mechanical work or total tonnage needs to be done. So in other words, if you've been working in the 90th percentile and doing low reps with heavy weights, it's not going to be enough. Both super squats as well as Charles's escalating density training will deliver the total tonnage work done per unit of time that's likely the missing link here.
You mean breathing squats? And you said super squats. You mean breathing squats?
Super squats is the book.
Okay.
And the routine specifically therein are 20 rep breathing squats coupled with pullovers.
Gotcha.
So that's a high rep variation, obviously, of a big basic barbell exercise. But for anyone that's done it with any meaningful amount of weight in a progressive fashion knows that how intense it is.
Yeah, breathing. If your heart has any issues, you will find out quickly during breathing squats.
Yeah, and it's absolutely grueling. You know, when you start to really build up the poundages like you should, it is a grueling routine. So, given that fact. And that those 20 rep sets, is so demanding. It's likely going to be advantageous to schedule the workout separately, meaning reserving one day for those 20 rep squats and pullovers and then a separate day for your total tonnage training or your EDT work. Combining those two and progressively clicking the numbers up, doing more work per unit of time in EDT's case, is the total tonnage ticket to hypertrophy that's likely missing. And in ectomorphs, it's unusually present as a problem because we're all used to chasing strength, because strength we can measure on a workout to workout basis. The body, you know, does not synthesize pounds and pounds of muscle on a daily basis. It's in gram amounts. So it's best to keep track of your strength, yes, from workout to workout, but make sure to exploit both absolute strength as well as total tonnage done per unit of time. And that's really what I think is missing in this case.
Okay. What about traditional hypertrophy work for a guy like him? What about the high volume, you know, focusing on the pump type stuff, which clearly does have an effect on hypertrophy, which is evidenced by so many different bodybuilders out there? What do you think about that?
Well, there is some merit in that, but all too often what you see is a lot of show and no go, and gains quickly dry up due to overtraining. And that's because, you know, quote unquote, traditional hypertrophy training lacks the critical component of density management that Charles's escalating density training brings to the table. For example, when Mr. X walks away from his first EDT session, he will know, for example, with certainty that in 20 minutes he moved, let's say, an average of 1,000 pounds per minute.
Right.
You know, the next session, he will likewise know that he needs to move more than 1,000 pounds per minute to progress. That fact, that essential element, progression, all too often gets lost with traditional hypertrophy training.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got plenty of questions that Rob will be answering. If you have submitted a question, it will be answered today. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formax.
Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Breaking my back just to know your name. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. I just happen to be here to read the questions. Rob has all the good information. Anyway, okay, so here's the next question. This one comes from Henry Cook. Hi, Rob. Just getting a question in for the Power Hour or the show will with Wade, which is obviously the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Basically, I'm enjoying the benefits of intermittent fasting, but I find at night I feel like I've had a jug of coffee late at night, especially if I have done a powerlifting workout in the evening. Okay, so I've tried things like GABA and melatonin and with mixed success. Just wondering what your thoughts were to help me get better sleep. I don't take pre-workout stimulants also, as I won't sleep at all. I'm maybe thinking of adding a finisher set at the end of the workout off to try and drain the euphoria feelings I have for some heavy powerlifting. Love the show and your work. Cheers, Henry.
Yeah, this is a great question, Henry, and something that Wade and I discussed on a prior episode of the Roundtable. It is very true that work in the 90th percentile that is performed later in the day will excite your central nervous system, making it more difficult to sleep. So I'm going to make the assumption, though, that you need to train at this time during the day. Your suggestion of adding a finisher set at the end of the workout is an excellent idea, to clarify, for a number of reasons, not the least of which is you don't necessarily want to mitigate the euphoria effect, but rather it will ensure that you don't end the session with a weight or a set using 90% plus of your one rep max. And the reason for that is when that's the last thing that your body quote unquote sees, when your central nervous system has last seen a weight like that on the bar, your body's going to be left in an excited state. And that is what is causing some of the insomnia. So the finisher idea is excellent. However, I'd also like to offer this, and it's, I don't know if it's unique per se, but it was new to me and it's made a big difference. Meditation in the form of, I personally use the Holsync meditation CDs with headphones. And that was, I was turned on to that by a fellow guy that, member of the Blueprint Army that uses it. And although some might think, you know, meditation is hokey or difficult to implement, Holsync makes it rather easy. And by that I mean it's simply a matter of putting in the headphones and listening to it about an hour before sleep. And I have used that in conjunction with GABA, melatonin, ZMA, and some of the other tricks that I've dropped. But the benefits that I have realized are numerous, not the least of which is calming both the conscious and the subconscious mind to get a better night's sleep. And you should be aware that there is plenty of valid research out there showing that meditation does result in much improved levels of DHEA, melatonin, and cortisol ratios for people that do meditate. So I'm hoping that that tip helps. Carl, I don't know if you've ever tried meditation, have you?
You're joking, right? Oh no, I took transcendental meditation probably 14 years ago. I actually took TM.
Oh, I wasn't.
I don't meditate as often as I should. There's no doubt about it. But with that being said, you know, I definitely meditate more than the average person does. But I have to get back, do a little bit more work in that area. I have some thoughts on this also, if I could chime in as well.
Sure.
Heavy resistance training has been shown to disrupt glucose management. You may find that the closer you work out to bedtime, this problem becomes much more pronounced. The feelings that you're talking about, feeling like you had a cup of coffee is really the production of cortisol late at night when it's when it should be low, it's actually high in response to your workout. I would also suggest that you add some phosphatidylserine or serine, however you want to pronounce it, probably a couple hundred to 300 milligrams about an hour before you plan on going to bed to get those cortisol levels to drop. Your cortisol and glucagon are elicited after a heavy workout to get blood sugar levels to elevate, and then the body wants to relax at night, and it's being overstimulated. This is my humble opinion. You know, I could be wrong about this, but I have a feeling that if you were to add something like phosphatidylserine at a few hundred milligrams about an hour before bed, you'll find that you don't feel that excessive energy before bed as well. The ideal time to train, obviously, is first thing in the morning, quite frankly. But for those who have to train in the evening, this has always been a problem, and it really is linked to glucose management. Another thing you could try is 500 milligrams of vitamin C about an hour before bed and then right before bed, because vitamin C has the ability to have a glucose mimetic effect. In fact, if you go for a glucose tolerance test, the piece of paper they send you home with says do not take any vitamin C before the test, because it can actually prolong the curve of sugar in your bloodstream. So vitamin C has been shown to help stabilize or slightly elevate blood sugar levels. And what you're feeling a lot of times is the constant dipping and raising of blood sugar levels at night that are keeping you wired. So phosphatidylserine and vitamin C could benefit you about an hour before bed. So I'd like to hear if he tries that. Okay.
Yeah. Those are great points. And really my point about meditation was it's an interesting adjunct to the other supplements that we
Oh yeah. Use. It'll also lower cortisol. No doubt about it. You're right on the money with that. Okay. The next one comes from Johnny Lepore. He says, hello, Rob. I had a question about training for a strongman competition. I've never competed in one, but was thinking about doing a local event. What kind of strength training should I do besides specific event training? I have been doing the German loading phase, one with bench. The events are leg presses, car deadlifts, tire flips, and so on. Thank you. What do you think?
Yeah, this is another one that's coming up more and more frequently. I have a lot of guys running Strongman and Blueprint together, and I've had the opportunity to discuss it. So a little bit about the feedback on what's been successful there. First, a lot of the events that you'll be competing in, the keg press, the car deadlift, the tire flip, those obviously speak to barbell lifts such as the deadlift as well as the squat. They're going to transfer better than the bench press will. That's not to say that you don't need, of course, upper body strength, but clearly those events require more lower body strength. So typically what I recommend is this, a strategy where you use one of the loading patterns, and there are six in particular that I favor and that we use in Blueprint, either from Germany, Russia, or elsewhere, coupled with two movements in particular. I like two movements applied to these loading patterns. One is the barbell jammer press that we've discussed on prior episodes rather than the bench press, and the second is the squat, and I'll tell you why. If you take a look at a lot of the strongman events like the keg press, that is much more akin to, right, pressing overhead an unstable object, three-dimensional, overhead or away from the body than it would be the bench press. And that's why I favor the one-arm jammer press. The second is the squat likewise will do a tremendous job of maximizing both those movements, maximizing your pushing strength in both the upper and lower body. With respect to your pulling strength, I absolutely love the combination of both Romanian deadlifts as well as top range rack pulls held for a static hold of about 5 seconds with a maximal weight. And with respect to that last part about peaking static strength, that is a hugely important factor I'm finding in strongman events because you are required in a lot of them to have a tremendous amount of static strength. So working all three of those training modalities, peaking alpha strength in both the barbell jammer press as well as the squat, beta strength, meaning total tonnage work done for the Romanian deadlift, and static strength done for the top range rack pull, is going to give you all of the ingredients for success in your strongman competition. The loading patterns, I would simply say, pick one that you have had a lot of success with in the past that you have not run in a while. Because if you do run it too frequently, the body recognizes it and will adapt to it, and your results won't be as good. I also favor peaking on one of the longer loading patterns that we use, such as the Russian strength program generator, and keeping one of the shorter ones, such as the 10% solution or the German loading pattern 1, in my back pocket. And the reason for that is if something should go wrong, if you should plateau a couple of weeks out, you will have a go-to plan B. And a lot of strongmen I know have pulled that out and done real well with it.
You know, I apologize. I thought that said leg press. It's the keg press. So
yeah, well, it's an easy mistake to
I know,
make,
and
right?
You corrected me gently, so that was good. We're going to do this. We're going to take our next commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, where we answer your questions, where Rob answers your questions, and I just annoy him. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula
to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tonight, the 7 keys to concentration. How to find your 500-pound bench press. You know, you're a lot stronger than you think you are if you learn how to focus and concentrate. You'll find that inner strength that eludes you. Attend the Brooks Cubic Seminar tonight. You have, it's 12:30 studio time. You have till 1:59 p.m. Eastern time to register. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Superhuman University link at the top right-hand corner. Look for the 7 keys to concentration and sign up. It's $9.95. You must attend live for $9.95. If you sign up for the $9.95 seminar, and then send me an email saying, hey, I can't attend it. Send me an MP3. It's not going to work. We're just going to send you your money back. If you cannot attend live, don't sign up for the live seminar. Wait for the CD to be in the store and buy the CD. Okay? But check it out. Tonight's the night. Anyway, we're talking with Rob Regish today, and we have plenty more questions from listeners here. The next question comes from Seth Spanner. He says, I tend to continually strain the left side of my neck. Recently at work, randomly, sometimes from pullovers, once from a bench press. Any way to avoid this from happening and also speed the recovery from these types of events?
Wow, this is a terrific question, Seth, because, you know, the same thing was happening to me years ago. And there are two things at issue here. And, the first is kind of paradoxical to me, because the neck is always on display, right? No matter what time of year, it's sticking out of your shirt. Yet, how many trainees actually train their neck directly? You know, that's one thing. The second thing is related to the information age, and in large part to people's professions. And this is where I found out where my problem was. You know, one day I went to the I had pulled my neck and wasn't even thinking about it, but I went to the tailor, and the tailor, in a very thick European accent, she said to me, you are lopsided. And I said, what are you talking about? And she turned me around, pointed me in the mirror, and she said, look. And sure enough, my right shoulder was drooping, and of course, that side of my neck had been hurting. And I said, why do you suppose that is? And she says, you work at a computer, yes? And I said, yes. And she said, you are right-handed with the mouse? I said, yes. So, long story short there, something to look into. If you're working at a computer all day with your dominant hand and you're going to develop a shoulder droop due to use of that mouse and it puts strain on the neck, the fix, in my opinion, would take place as follows. Step one would be to see a chiro just to ensure that there are no subluxations or other structural issues in the neck column that may be causing it. But secondly, and more importantly, you really do need to begin applying some form of direct resistance training to your neck, actively training it. And for that, when you're starting out, I find that there's very few forms of training offer the benefits of some static resistance for the neck, at least to start. And you do so by wedging, let's say, a soccer ball into the corner of a wall. And you'll practice pressing into that gently with your forehead first, and then the back of your head and the side of your head for both sides for about 10 seconds at first, slowly building up to about a 60-second static press with your neck against that ball. Once you're able to push fairly hard for 60 seconds on all four, you know, front, back, and both sides of the neck, it's time to invest in a neck harness and, again, slowly start working all four sides of the neck to directly strengthen and to rectify any imbalances that exist. Doing so for me has imparted many benefits, not the least of which is no more neck pain. The key is to not overdo it, but to regularly train your neck and strengthen all four sides of it. It doesn't take much, a couple of times a week. You don't necessarily need to use a ton of weight. And probably the most gratifying part, the neck in most people is going to respond and respond quickly. And by that, I mean, it's not unusual, even after pressing into the ball, doing static work, to throw a slap an inch on your neck inside of a month or two. So I'm hoping, Seth, that that helps. It's not uncommon, but do know that what's causing it may be related not only to what's going on in the gym, but what's going on outside of it as well.
That's been my experience as well with it, too. I mean, there's also something to be said for about where are you looking and what are you looking at when you're training, too. I mean, you know, I talked about the stupidity of me having a cell phone in the crook of my neck on the right side while warming up in squats that precipitated a shooting pain down my trap into my shoulder and totally made my right side of my body weaker for now. It's coming back, but I mean, months. You need to be looking forward, and you can't, and you should have your teeth gripped down tight. You know what I mean? Like your clenched jaw. Because the neck muscles, if you're looking to the left at the mirror to see what you look like when you're curling and stuff like that, you are really, risking a muscle strain.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and you know, you see that crazy stuff going on in gyms too. A pain in the neck is just that. If you get a severe enough pain in that neck, it's going to shut down your ability to train to any meaningful degree. So, yeah. It just makes good sense to train it regularly and reap the benefits.
The next question comes from Mike Egan. He says, "I enjoy hearing about adaptogens during the last week Power Hour. Can you expand a bit on performance-based adaptogens and broader spectrum ones? I've never used any adaptogens and would be curious to know what your recommendations were for someone interested in starting the performance-based stuff first."
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. I had a lot of interest about this. Curiously enough, it sparked almost as much talk as when the ephedrine issue came up. But a bit more now about performance-based adaptogens, which ones and where to get them. Now, I usually try to steer clear of, you know, naming names on certain companies, but in this respect, it's very important because there are only a couple in this country, in my opinion, that go to the lengths necessary to import the good stuff. And the good stuff, by definition here, would be Reponticum carthamoids extract, which would be my preferred source genus for a performance-based adaptogen if you're going to run one. So with respect to the companies that actually distribute that in the United States, there are two that I like to go to. The first is Thermolife, and they have put out a product now for several years, probably familiar to most folks, E-Ball, has a tremendous track record within Blueprint. And the second would be Muscle and Sports Science. Kriana Bolin is their version. Both use a quality, extremely high quality Reponticum carthamoids extract. Both have an exceptional track record within Blueprint. But here's what you should notice, Mike, upon initiating use of Reponticum. During the first 3 days, you'll notice deeper sleep, perhaps a noticeable increase in VO2 max, and curiously enough, greater thirst. Within 2 weeks, you'll see a decrease in delayed onset muscle soreness, improved recovery both during the workout and between sessions, and the ability to move more total tonnage per unit of time. And finally, week three and beyond, you should notice a pretty profound decrease in that delayed onset muscle soreness, big improvements in recovery, again, both within the workout and between sessions, and a visible increase in lean body mass and a leaning effect. Now, the latter two here are obviously dependent upon diet, but there are other, you know, things that you're going to notice that are very curious. For example, you'll note your fingernails, your nails in general, will grow much faster, and you have to clip them more frequently.
Really?
And, you know, when I tell people that, almost to a fault, if they're dealing with a quality extract and company, and they've been using it for a little while, they'll come back and tell me, yeah, you know, that's exactly what's going on. These things are happening. So that would be the performance-based adaptogen that I would recommend. Those are the effects that you want to look for, and those would be the companies to go to get them. With respect to the broad-spectrum adaptogens, I like to run those after using the performance-based ones to solidify gains. So let's say after 6 to 8 weeks of using Reponstrum carthamoids extract, I like to use either maca, Korean red ginseng, or the phosphatidylserine is also a good fit, although technically not an adaptogen per se.
Right, right.
It works really well with maca, a customized 10-to-1 extract. So that's a little bit about it, Mike. That's a little bit about adaptogens and how they work. I know they're growing tremendously in popularity and rightfully
especially in
so.
Especially in the mainstream. You've got a lot of mainstream people talking about adaptogens all of a sudden as of late. So it's telling you something, you know.
Yeah, when the general public starts catching on to it, that's usually a sign that, you know, athletes knew about it well beforehand, and we did.
Yeah. We have to take our next commercial break, which we're going to do right now. When we come back, we have more questions to answer. Looks like the next one comes from Rob Haas, so sit tight. He's got a good question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
MassPro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
From the
most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Okay, the next question comes from Rob Haas. He says, Rob, when training for a powerlifting meet, ideally which BP cycle should one end up before meet day? I'm guessing definitely not famine. Thanks. I think he's probably safe with that one, too.
You got that, Rob. You know, what Rob's referring to here is Blueprint Shell contains three distinct phases which auto-regulate your physiology such that your body stays ahead of its adaptation curve. In other words, you don't plateau. And further, he's asking about which one of those phases should you be in for a powerlifting meet. Well, suffice it to say, we peak. The Blueprint Army peaks at the end of what is known as the feast phase. And that typically, in most Blueprint runs, is around week 7 or 8. However, for powerlifting, I'll tell you this, Rob, the Blueprint Periodic, which is a spin off of the Blueprint designed for strength and power athletes, is the ideal. That is to say, and the reasons behind that are this. The Blueprint Periodic is predicated upon staying in a much longer feast phase, whereby the various loading patterns that we have available to us are coupled together in a very specific fashion for an extended stay in Gainesville. you will be, part of the beauty of the periodic is that it is very predictable where you're going to wind up and when. And this is very important, obviously, in a powerlifting meet, because you have to peak for it. So the short answer to your question, Rob, is you want to be in feast. You actually want to be there for, I would say, 2 to 3 times longer than what the typical Blueprint run has you there for. And ideally, you want to be using the Blueprint Periodic.
Okay. I've got a question for you before we go on to the tip of the day.
Sure.
I am really become very intrigued with the notion of training to increase cardiac function. This is something that has intrigued me for a very long time now. I mean, 10 years ago, I read my first study that showed that cardiac function actually has the ability, through a negative feedback loop, to cause you to feel the sense of exhaustion sooner, because there is a feedback loop from the heart that's designed to protect it from being damaged. There clearly is training styles that are designed to increase cardiac function. When we talk about cardiac function, we're talking specifically about the ability for the heart to both pump as well as pulse quickly. So we're talking about expanding the heart and giving it greater power to push blood and doing that at a very fast rate. So if your heart can handle a larger volume of blood, and on top of that, do it at a higher beat level, then your pump is high performance, right?
Yeah, there's merit in that, no question.
Okay, so, and I know that you, I didn't plan on asking this question, but I've been reading some studies recently. I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this information. In your humble opinion, what type of a protocol would be ideal for someone who wants, because there was a guy back in the day that did peripheral heart training. I can't think of who it was, but Randy Roach has talked about him on the show. What kind of training would be ideal if you wanted to make your heart stronger and beat faster, ultimately, under a performance setting?
I think the short answer to your question can be found in what I refer to as triphasic energy system training. And that very simply is this. It involves rotating on a weekly basis through three different types of weight training. The first taps an energy system known as the adenosine triphosphate creatine system. So you can think about it as heavy weights, low reps, long rest intervals. The second would tap the lactic acid tolerance threshold or lactic acid pathway that the body uses to create energy. And that's a little quicker paced. You know, you're using weights that are a little more moderate, but you're moving quicker in between sets. And then the final energy system that's rotated through is the endurance pathway. There you're, you know, tapping the slower twitch oxidative fibers that are seen in endurance events. So what I have found and what prior studies have found is that the longer you train in one corner of that energy triangle, the other energy systems and the ability for the heart in this case to tap into those energy systems is not as efficient. By rotating through all three on a weekly basis, Carl, my guys come out of that shining like a diamond because they've got a mix of everything, you know, tremendous absolute strength all the way to endurance and everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, you're going to give the tip of the day, correct?
Right.
Okay.
It's a big
so
one, too.
You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the tip of the day. You don't want to miss this one.
Go. Hey, listen up to your local DJ.
In the mix. Everybody stand up.
Dance.
Everybody put your hands up. Let's party. Everybody stand
Orbit
up.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and and delicious protein bars.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Tupac would have listened to the Blueprint Power Hour. I can tell you that. I know what he liked. I liked his music. Okay. So this is the Blueprint Tip of the Day. What is it, Rob?
Well, the Blueprint Tip of the Day has to do with, let's say, it falls into the category of what you don't know can really hurt you. Everyone listening in the United States and Canada should be aware of something, known as the MIB, or the Medical Information Bureau. For those of you unfamiliar, the MIB is self-described on their website as a quote-unquote corporation owned by approximately 470 member insurance companies in the United States and Canada. The motto on their homepage, where the insurance industry shares its intelligence. That would be intelligence, by the way, they've gathered on you from your doctor.
Really?
So know this. Under the Fair and Accurate Transactions Act, FACTA, the MIB is obligated at your request to provide one free disclosure report every 12 months, and you absolutely need to go to MIB.com today to see what they have on record about you. Because if you do, you just may be surprised at what arrives in the mail. And I'll offer my own personal example. Because bodybuilding, my friends, it appears, is a crime. Quote, the patient is a 41-year-old white male who's the father of a 5-year-old boy and works at an insurance executive at XYZ Insurance Company. He also describes having his own online business promoting his regimen of bodybuilding. The patient is clearly very preoccupied with bodybuilding and presents as quite muscular. He insisted that he did not use steroids for bodybuilding.
How did they gather this information?
This is what's known as irresponsible speculation by the doctor. He described a complex training and nutritional regimen that enhanced his bodybuilding efforts. There remains an open question, therefore, as to whether or not this patient is taking any steroids or steroid-like substances. Now, these comments were present despite zero evidence or issues having to do with anabolics in my case. In fact, any doctor worthy of that title could have easily read the comprehensive blood panels, which were also in my file,
and
determined from my normal testosterone and liver values, including bilirubin, alkaline phosphates, AST, and ALT, that there were no anabolic steroids or could have been present in my system. There was nothing even pointing the finger at it, such as, elevated liver enzymes, test levels that were in the cellar, etc. Everything in my labs was within the normal range. Now, let me tell you how this can hurt you. Let's say you go to apply for life insurance or medical insurance or some other form of insurance for you and your family. Recall these are member insurance companies that are sharing information and intelligence about you. There's some underwriter sitting at an insurance company that's looking at your request for a quote at life insurance. And while these irresponsible, speculative comments might not knock you out of the gate, they might not. But let's just say you're unfortunately predisposed and have a family history of high blood pressure. That, in combination with such irresponsible speculation about you because you quote-unquote present as quite muscular, will quite likely knock you out of the gate and get you denied. The bottom line, guys, is this. Bodybuilding is now almost a borderline crime. And your fix is this. Go to MIB.com today.
I just went there. I'm sorry. MIB.com. MIB.com. I'm going to order mine. I'm really interested to see what it says.
And see just exactly what they are saying about you. And if you do find such irresponsible speculation as I did in my case, I recommend that you demand, don't ask, demand that it be removed from your file. Because it's really easy. It's all too easy for a doctor or John, Q Public to conclude that because you quote unquote present as quite muscular, that must equal steroid use. Here, that's a lot easier on the ego, right? Than the truth. And
right.
The truth is this. For the past 25 years, while this doctor was sitting in his jammies and eating corn syrup solids for breakfast, I, and quite likely you, were in the gym squatting our lungs out, bleeding, sweating, and sacrificing to quote-unquote present as quite muscular.
Right.
You don't deserve to be discriminated against, and bodybuilding is not a crime.
Let me ask you a question. I'm on the website right now. Request for disclosure, it gives various choices. Because you received a letter from an insurance company advising you that benefits were not issued, because you received a letter from – I'm wondering if what your choice is changed. There's one here for yourself. If I order it for myself, they know that I'm ordering it. You think that they will omit certain information?
Well, who's to say? If they were looking to cover this up, I imagine they would have done so when they sent me mine.
But so you just use it for yourself, in other words, right?
Correct. Okay. This is an exercise, folks, in exercising your freedoms, by the way. How many people even knew that this central resource existed where your medical records are sent and are open for the underwriters and the insurance companies of the world to see? Now, there's nothing wrong with that, provided the information is accurate and there is no irresponsible speculation as there is in my case.
I'll tell you why I'm interested in seeing this. Because in and around 2004, 2005, I went to the hospital after using high doses of transdermally delivered androstenedione for a very long period of time with a compromised thyroid. My body temperature had dropped dangerously for a long period of time, and I realized what happened in retrospect was I was rubbing this stuff on my upper chest. It was getting on my neck. The aromatase inhibition was occurring in the thyroid. Estradiol is critical for thyroid hormone binding and production in the thyroid. So I interrupted my thyroid's ability to actually do its job, and my body temperature dropped. And once I realized what I was doing, I stopped. So when I was in the hospital, the ER doctor came in, and she was talking to me. I says, I think I know what this is from. She says, what? I said, I was using an aromatase inhibitor. And I went on and explained to her just what I just said on the air. Well,
yeah, and what was the reaction?
Wait. No. She listened. She acted like she was concerned. She acted like, okay. She was making notes. So I went to see my GP the following week, you know, because after being admitted to the ER, by the way, I drove myself there, so I wasn't like incapacitated. You know, they always say you should go see your GP as a follow up. And he's a good guy, my GP. He knew that I was into powerlifting and all that stuff. And he goes, what the hell did you do? And I says, what do you mean, what did I do? And he opens his file and turns it around and says, look at this. And it was the document from the ER. And in the doctor's notes, she posted that she said that, and I'm paraphrasing, that I admitted to using anabolic steroids that I had gotten from a veterinarian website.
Do you see how it gets? I
called her up that day. I asked for her because her name was on there. And I said, how dare you? And I let into her. I said, I cursed at her. And I said, how dare you? I never said that to you. Those words never even came out of my mouth. I said, I used a transdermal aromatase inhibitor. I said, how did you deduce that to that I obtained anabolic steroids from a veterinarian clinic?
Yeah.
And she was just really quiet. And she goes, well, there's nothing I can do about it now. And I, quite frankly, I just, you know, I forgot about it. I thought, well, what am I going to do now, you know? And I told my doctor what I told her, and he laughed. So you're right. They make decisions based on how you look and what they think about you. It's prejudice. It's prejudice.
Yeah, this is what happens, guys. You know, they want to believe that we're all shooting steroids to look like this. And while, you know, yeah, sometimes you can laugh it off, it's not funny when your family needs medical or life insurance and you can't get it because some doctor conjured up one of these stories and it's a complete fabrication.
Yeah, that's terrible. This is reckless. This is very, very reckless, and it's
reckless,
terrible.
And that's why I wanted people to know about it, because I'm willing to bet 9 out of 10 people listening had no idea that this kind of stuff is going on.
No, and I think we all need to order this. I think you need to know what they are saying about us behind our back. I mean, I'm I don't care anyway, because I don't put any trust in the medical orthodoxy at all. But I want to just see what they have. I want to see if that witch's comment is in there from the ER in 2005. I'm going to talk about this on the air after I get it back. This will be
terrific.
Interesting. This is good advice from Rog Bregish. There's something that you wouldn't expect to get as a tip from the Blueprint Power Hour. Thanks so much, Rob, for all you do on the show.
Everyone.
All you do on the show and all the people that you help on the show. I really, really appreciate what you do. So that's the end of the Blueprint Power Hour, unless you have something else you want to contribute.
No, I think that's it. I would really encourage folks to, you know, like Carl's doing, go to MIB.com today, see what has been recorded about you, and if there's a discrepancy, correct it. It's your right. You know, they will take this as far as they can run with it unless we stop them. So exercise those rights and check
and this, out and this report. And by the way, I'm in here. This is worldwide. If you live in the UK, no matter where you live, you can order this. This is an international clearinghouse for this type of information.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being on the show today, Rob.
You bet, brother. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.